Hi there, welcome to the newest episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. This week, myself, my parent's son, Adam, and Karate Brian discuss the NBA playoffs, the hate crime my brother committed against my family, and 23andMe. I hope you enjoy. And then I was like, I don't care if it's organic. That cucumber is way too big to fit up. Oh, hey, my brother has joined us.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
What'd you have for lunch?
Cucumber.
Ah, okay. In the kitchen?
Yeah. So, my brother, my parents' son, by law, my brother, Adam, will be joining us. Right now, we have the producer, Brian.
Heyo.
And originally, when we started this podcast, it was the Brian Aldridge True Crime Political Election Sports Talk podcast. So we do some sports every now and then. NBA playoffs are in. We're watching live as the Denver Nuggets are beating the Lakers 44-29. The NBA draft lottery just happened, and the Chicago Bulls won the number one overall pick.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. The Spurs did it again.
Yeah, they're good for it every time there's a generational talent at the top.
Who'd they draft last time? Number one.
James Duncan?
No, it's Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
Pretty good player.
Yeah.
David Robinson, the Admiral, 10 years prior. So, the Spurs. You know, I was talking the whole story of Greg Popovich, the coach. He's been the coach there for like 25 years.
From Maryville, Indiana.
Do you know who he coached before this?
No.
It was like a Division III college where he went like 8-28.
Oh, wow.
He was the general manager of the Spurs.
I was about to say, wasn't he a general manager first?
Fired the coach and made himself coach, and he's been the coach for 25 years.
And now a top five NBA coach ever?
Just by accident, yeah. Just by being around long enough.
Right.
So we're going to discuss what we got right, what we got wrong about the NBA playoffs. The final four teams are the Miami Heat, who Brian said might make it this far.
Yep.
The Lakers, who Brian definitely said would make it this far.
Yep.
The Nuggets, who we all thought might make it this far.
Yep.
And the Celtics, who we all said would make it this far.
Absolutely, yeah.
Celtics 76ers went 7 games, right?
Yes, it did.
7 games.
Game 7, Jason Tatum went off for more than 50 points.
51. Less than 52.
Less than 52.
Yep.
The only game I bet on in that whole series was, I believe, Game 5. And the line for that game was the it was the 76ers plus one.
Okay.
Which means for the 76ers to win, they'd have to win by two or more.
Yeah.
And then, but they won by one. So that means I tied my bet, right?
Yes.
You would think.
Yes.
But that didn't happen.
No.
Why? Did you take the money line?
I guess I took the money line. Instead of the 1 point.
Did you tell the person booking the bet for you that you wanted the point? Or did you specify or anything?
Well, that's not the point.
Or did you just say to take the Celtics?
That's not the point.
Okay.
It literally wasn't the point.
Touche.
Because we got the money line. But it's all right. I got the guy back. I gave him a bum horse.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like 2-3 or something?
2-5.
2-5, all right.
2-5 finishes butt naked last.
All because I put a little money on them?
Yeah, man, you're the worst for that. So coming up this weekend, though, is the Preakness Stakes, and I'm not telling you at all who I'm betting on for that.
Well, I mean, I'll pick my own Preakness, but after that one loses and I get my money back for the promo, I'll need to give me a horse to lose on.
You got it. So this is Brian Aldridge's Sports Talk Basketball Horse Racing Podcast. So let's talk about the series. What was the takeaway from that?
I think the one that the series we got pretty much exactly what we thought we'd get was that Celtics 76ers.
Yeah.
It was going to be a heavyweight fight going the distance, and then Celtics delivered the knockout punch in the late round.
I honestly didn't know who was going to – I thought Celtics had the top, but, like, I thought Harden and Embiid were going to maybe
pull out. Thought it was either going to be the Celtics or 76ers, like you. And that's how, you know – And it turned out to be the Celtics.
Yeah.
The one that surprised me the most was how easily Denver put away the Suns.
I thought they would put a little more – I thought they'd have a little more fight.
I did too. My favorite thing about the Suns series ending, I saw a video where they kind of did it like how the end of a 2000s movie is, where they just tell you what happened to all the people.
Yeah.
And it was like Devin Booker will fight Bad Bunny at WrestleMania for the heart of Kylie Jenner. Kendall Jenner.
I'd pay money to see that.
And then, like, just other stuff. It was funny.
I think I was more surprised myself how handily, like, I never thought Miami Heat was really in any danger of that series.
No, right?
I know you thought they would win, but didn't you at least think the Knicks were going to give them more of a...
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, that's why when I initially predicted, I said I could definitely see the Heat. If the Heat beat Milwaukee, that means they're playing well enough to steamroll either Cleveland or the Knicks.
Agree to disagree.
But yeah, no, I didn't think the Heat would have any problems with the Knicks. But and I don't think that... I think the Heat are going to give the Celtics a lot more than the Celtics think they're in for.
I guess he's six at the most.
Six games. Oh, you think Celtics win?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
I think Jimmy won't be able to carry them through the Celtics. I don't think that's gonna happen. But you never know.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be overridden with both of my picks in the conference finals.
100%.
Because I think the Heat win.
You think the Heat win all the way?
And I
think he wants the Lakers
to win the championship. So I'm riding with the Lakers. And I would assume, who do you have in the East? You obviously the Celtics.
I have the Celtics, yes.
And then Adam?
Celtics.
Yeah.
You said six, Max.
Yeah. So I mean, I've had the Celtics since the beginning. I've had Celtics versus Nuggets since the beginning.
Yeah, you have. And I still have a chance to get everything wrong. But I had Heat and Lakers.
The good news is we both don't agree on this.
Nice. I don't really have anything where I can give you statistics or like a precedent to show other than the bubble where Jimmy Butler went off. But I don't know where Rachel Nichols is right now. If she can give him a power up.
Fours.
But I think... I think Heat, Lakers, and I think the Lakers win. Let's pick it that way. I think Heat versus Lakers, and then I think the Lakers win. Because we've gone all the way each round. Like, we've picked everything all the way each round.
Yes.
But then, and then we'll come together as a show. Adam has...
Celtics taking beating the Nuggets.
Okay. And you have?
I have Celtics, Denver, and... Celtics.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as a show, as a collective, as a family by law with Brian Aldridge official, and this is why we have three people to break the tie. We have the Celtics going as the Eastern Conference champions. Is that, you don't touch that trophy, right? Or is that hockey?
That's more hockey.
More hockey. Then we have the Denver Nuggets, who it's kind of looking that way. They're up 15 right now. And they seem to physically be overmatching the.
Yeah, I think at one point they had like a rebound lead of 20-3.
Yeah, they see, and that doesn't go into a slump. Rebounding go into a slump. Shooting does. Shooting does. Yes. So they physically are overmatching the Lakers. But we have Denver going in, and neither one of us will take a shot at Denver over the Celtics.
It's possible.
I could be talked into it, but it's the fact that I've just went with the Celtics this whole time. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Right now, I'll take the Celtics. if you know, because it's our show, you know, the show, I agree with you guys. Celtics are gonna, but I reserve the right to circle back. If Denver destroys the Lakers,
yeah,
and just is putting it all together,
yeah,
I might try to make a stronger case for Denver.
So or if they win like four games against the Celtics,
yeah, huh?
What if they win like four games against the Celtics?
If Denver,
would you go back and pick Denver?
If Denver beats the Lakers, if Denver beats the Celtics, then they'll probably win the championship.
Okay.
Right? I have another reason why I want the Celtics to win.
Okay.
So I'm a Clippers fan.
Okay. Boo.
Blake Griffin is on the Celtics. If the Celtics win, Blake Griffin gets a ring and I'm happy. But if Denver wins, DeAndre Jordan gets a ring and so I'm happy as well. So I don't care who wins between those two.
You know, were you a Clippers fan ever since Blake Griffin?
I started watching basketball in 2011, but yes.
Yeah, he was the number one pick. He was like,
yeah.
Now I could be wrong.
But he's a slam dunk number one pick.
He was like the top dunk. Was he hurt his whole rookie year?
Yes.
Yeah. Like he didn't play the first year, right? Yeah. And then so his rookie year was really his second year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was one of those rookie of the year technically.
His second year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those you look back and you're like you're still waiting for that potential or whatever, but he's had a pretty good career. Like, not a number one overall pick career, but
I think injuries really got to him.
I think his game got to him. He didn't have much of one. Better than me.
Well, because his whole style was his athleticism, dunking so much, and he said like somewhere where doing that started to like deteriorate.
Of course, yeah. Look at Derrick Rose.
That's why a lot of stars don't do the dunk contest anymore either.
Derrick Rose's game was getting to the hoop, and that when your coach plays you 52 minutes in a 48-minute game, that's going to get to you.
Yep.
Well, even the greatest Michael Jordan, even when he came back to after baseball, he still went to the hole, but he became a pretty efficient jump shooter more or less than going to the hole.
Oh, and that triangle offense, he set up shot down low and hit that fadeaway.
Yeah. Which
Bryant then went ahead and said, like, this is going to be my jam too.
Right.
That shoulder fadeaway thing made that look pretty good. But you can play more minutes. You can score more points doing that too.
Yeah.
You don't got to go to the free throw line as often.
It's my preferred style.
But at the same time, I wouldn't necessarily label him a bust either. I mean, he made multiple all-star teams.
Who, Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
I'm with you, but I just, for a number one overall pick though.
I mean, I'd have to look back. I can't even remember that draft. It was so long ago. I don't think they made a mistake though taking him number one or anything.
Yeah. I just watched the movie Air.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
It cemented my belief that Michael Jordan's the greatest, not just basketball player, just athlete.
It before already?
Businessman. One of the greatest businessmen.
Businessman. Because then they were like, they were scared to give him like whatever, a percentage of the shoe.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, when they signed the deal, they were making like $4 million a year selling basketball shoes. Now they make $9 million every 25 minutes. Like, it's ridiculous. He's made more money doing that than ever playing basketball.
Or baseball.
He was a pretty bad baseball player.
Yeah, he was an all-star team.
Better baseball player than a lot of the people who are like, he sucks at baseball.
Well, I mean, we never seen them play each other.
That's true. So, Adam, do you have any appointments or dates to promote?
Not necessarily, just some doctor visits coming up. June 1st, we have Emma by law, your niece.
Yeah.
Her middle school graduation.
All right, man. I was going to fly in for that, but.
Nah, it's not necessary.
Yeah, that's what I said. They told me I couldn't get the ticket. They're like, no, you don't. Where tickets are limited for this graduation.
StubHub. Yeah, StubHub.
Yeah. And so I'm going to start off with saying that you are my parents' son.
Confirmed. 23 and
I do love you.
All right.
But You committed a hate crime against me and my family.
Ah, I see where this is going.
Will you please tell the people in 18 countries that listen to this podcast what you did to my family?
So I thought I was being generous, and I purchased something that's kind of been helping me lately, and that would be the scale. There's different brands, but it's the same gist over these brands from Amazon, where you can link it up to your phone in an app, and it not only tells you your weight, it tells you how much muscle weight, water weight, how much fat, your BMI, so far and so forth, so on and so forth. I sent one of these to my brother, who happens to be my parents' child.
By law.
His family, they all decided to take the plunge, step on top of this machine, and now every one of them hate me.
That is a very accurate assessment of what has happened in the last 24 to 48 hours in this household.
And now no one eats meat in that house, and they
We are vegetarians, and all of us went to the gym. And I'm saying, as soon as we got off the scale, we're like, well, I'm going to the gym now.
Went to Walmart, made some sweatpants.
There was the one that hurt the most was there's something called that gives you your visceral fat rating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we're like, oh, I'm fat, but I'm visceral fat.
But before I did my gastric bypass surgery, I was diagnosed as a level 3 morbid obesity. Didn't know there was levels. I thought just you were going to die from being fat. That was one.
It was like, well, like a black belt, you can be like a third degree black belt. You were a third degree
morbid obesity.
Yeah.
Aced it.
Now you're only kind of obese, right?
Yeah, I'm like I can put a seatbelt on an airplane now, kind of obese.
Ooh.
I've made that, I think.
Over here bragging?
Right.
He's like, I don't even need the big seat in Spirit anymore.
Airplane seatbelt flex.
But yeah, you have pretty much now, months from now, you may have improved the quality of all of our lives. But right now, we have grievance with you.
Yeah, as of now, I might have ruined my quality of life by you guys gunning for me.
Yeah, we're gunning for you. And we're not saying like, oh, I hope he bangs his toe.
Like, you know, he slip on ice, bust his head.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like that. But like, if I come visit you and you got 8 toes, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe chicken pox.
Yeah. Here's what I will wish upon you.
Okay, thank you.
Just to get you back once.
Okay.
I hope you're laying in bed. Your pillow starts to get warm. You turn it, other side's warm too. Just one time. You know what I mean? Or, like, not forever.
Maybe just like for my whole life, you could ruin the ending to every movie I'm watching at that time.
Ooh, good call. Ooh. Done it.
Right. I think I paid you back, actually. We're not talking like just like some TBS movie. They're like critically acclaimed that still stand the test of time till now movies.
What was the most famous one I ruined for you?
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. I'm not familiar. What's the twist there?
So Bruce Willis is dead in this movie the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I did that?
Yeah, you did that. Or what was the baseball movie you ruined?
The Rookie.
Yeah.
Accidentally ruined that. I didn't mean to. I was just like, oh, he strikes the guy out at the end. And then you're like, well, thanks for telling me. I'm like, well, that's public knowledge. But the movie, like, you don't know if his dad's going to be there or not, but he is. And you're like the first showing of, or is he?
Yeah, didn't we see like the first showing of one of the new Batmans and we just came out telling everybody at midnight?
Yeah.
That we're waiting in line for the next one?
One of my favorite was day after Scream 4 came out.
Scream 4.
Who was a good player for the Pacers like after Reggie Miller?
Paul George.
Paul George?
Maybe. And someone was going off for the Pacers in the playoffs, and I was like, Paul George is killing the Atlanta Hawks like...
unless you consider Jalen Rose.
My cousin was killing everybody in Scream 4.
You know, Carlina actually developed something similar. I could show her a show that I really like. And before you can even try to guess the plot, she already has it in her brain. She'd be like, "Oh, I bet this happens, right?" I'm like, "All right, well, let's not watch it. That's all right."
Well, she's seen a lot of shows.
Yeah, that's true.
So she just guesses.
But she guesses right, like 90% of the time.
I guess right about 50% of the time, which means I'm wrong half the time.
I like to watch reality with my wife and then look at the spoiler pages and then guess everything right, like who's going to win and everything.
I do that on Twitter, man.
We'll watch Survivor, and like the first episode, we each get to pick a guy and a girl. And then I'll purposely pick like who gets second place. So when they, you know, stuff like that too. So my two people are in the final.
Yeah. I like the Big Brother runs all summer. The only show that's live is The Eviction.
So right
after The Eviction, like by Sunday, they're already, they've already done the veto, the head of household, all that stuff. And so I'll be on Twitter and I'll know what's going on.
My fees, and I mean, they'll try and block it for a while, like with that cat scene or whatever, where the cats are playing by the cage. Yeah.
They block it.
After that, they walk in, like someone's wearing the veto necklace and stuff. So.
And you're like, well, that guy probably won.
It's usually how it goes, yeah.
Next week, I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ooh, on purpose.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It's okay. Dr. Grin's Comedy Club.
Ooh.
You've been there with
me. Yeah.
We saw Christian Finnegan.
You almost went the other way.
Yeah. I had to stop that one in the middle. When I was a baby, I was just feature act at that time.
All night long.
Yeah. We hung out in Grand Rapids. Johnny Fliss still lives there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah, we used to, when I started, we'd stay the night at his house. That's when I just discovered the TV show for the first time. The first one, Quantum Leap.
That is definitely when I still live in the show. But that's the first. I was able to reconnect after, you know, because Facebook and all that stuff about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Like he's got kids and stuff. He's married. It was good to see him. He lives up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm hoping a couple of my friends. If you're listening, Stu McAllister, he sends us a Christmas card every year. I hope he comes out. I'll definitely see him at some point.
He's more of a Randy Edelman kind of guy, though.
Yeah. Bert Kreischer, who I worked with on more than one occasion and had lunch with and introduced him to the unbreaded chicken bites at Chick-fil-A. Has a movie coming out that next weekend, and I'm definitely going to take a look at that. We're at halftime right now. Denver is up 18 on the Lakers, and it's not looking good. So you guys are probably going to be right about Denver.
Yeah, I LeBron has 11 in the first half.
Yeah.
Jokic 19. I want to see his rebounds. Hold on, let me look it up.
So, Adam.
The Corgi dog on TikTok predicted Denver to win in six.
Really?
Yeah. Corgi got every game right except for the seventh game of the.
Yes. But, yeah, he went Denver wins the first.
Oh, so the Corgi had this planned anyway?
Yeah. Then in game two. Denver wins three, Lakers four, and then Denver wins the rest of the series.
16 rebounds.
Yeah.
But hear me out. Do you know Bert Kreischer's the most popular comedian right now?
Yes.
Selling out arenas and stuff. Me and Carlina's mom, by law, my wife,
okay,
went to see him at his arena show here in Tampa. And he's talking about, he like has this moment where he's talking about the lowest moment of his life. And I'm with him during this time. He's doing a show. He's like, it was a Mexican restaurant. It was Morty's Comedy Joint in Indianapolis, which was a remodeled Mexican restaurant.
Wow.
His It got canceled, and so he had to stay like an extra day, and he's just talking about how bad everything was. For me, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'm working with a pretty well-known comedian. The shows are all sold out. But for him, he's like, this is the lowest point of my life, and he talks about it. But then I feel like me showing him these non-breaded chicken bites basically turned his life around. And I don't get enough credit for Burt Kreischer's success.
I think those chicken nuggets really did it. Butterfly effect.
It's a butterfly effect.
I've tried them, and it's I'd rather have the breading on them.
Look, I had a chicken sandwich. I didn't have those trash. But he was trying to do no carbs or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you gotta go spicy chicken sandwich, throw some bacon on there.
Led to Ozempic?
Yeah.
Ooh. I basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, not enough people give me enough credit for their success. John Mulaney?
What'd you do for him?
Giant special? Well, I mean, you know, he was the feature act when we were ready. So we're basically best friends.
Did you ever ride in a car with him?
No. Oh. I have been in a car with a couple of other comedians, though.
Which one?
Could you name one real fast that you probably haven't mentioned before?
From Chicago, Lil Rel. I was in a 10-hour car trip with him, Nikki Glaser.
Have you ever done it with like a family?
Yeah.
Maybe a couple generations of them?
Well, there's more than one generation of Damon Wayans.
Oh, really?
That I have performed for, yeah.
Nice.
For and with, you know. Bill Burr asked me back by, you know, to open for him 2 years in a row. That's not a big deal. I don't talk about it very often. He was in The Mandalorian, right?
Mandalorian.
Was he a firefighter in a Pete Davidson movie?
I think so. He played like his kind of stepdad.
Yeah.
I lived with Craig Robinson from The Office, but that's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? Like, we had meals together.
Okay.
You know, he went on to some bigger, better things. The Office, Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You could say better than the things you went on to?
Well, I mean, I went on to Side Splitters in Tampa.
Okay.
And
Tomato, tomato.
But next week I am headlining Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And you know what? Grand Rapids is the place for me in Michigan.
That was horrible.
No, it is. It's like the most racist city.
Oh.
Over 100,000 people in the country.
Are you picking me up on the way?
Possibly.
Okay.
How's your health going to be at that time?
What date is this?
May 25th.
Actually, during the morning, I have a ultrasound, not for pregnancy, but for my kidney.
Okay.
That I should be pretty clear.
Nice. Maybe I'll rent a Tesla. Come get you.
That worked out last time.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait. If I...
Like a station wagon instead?
And if Hertz... Because Hertz sent me another one. They sent me 20% off.
And get that station wet.
Tesla reserved for Grand Rapids. And if they're like, no, we're just going to give you this guy's car again.
The car doesn't even have a backup camera?
Not even a backup camera. It's not even a stick shift, double.
But maybe it'll be the manager's car.
The manager's car. Now, that, yeah, because they say the manager's special, but they didn't mean, I didn't know they meant the manager's car.
Had a picture of his wife hanging from the...
Yeah. He's like, well, if you can drop my kid off first. Figuring out that car seat's tough, but you'll do it.
His
Bluetooth is connected. I can. Him and his wife are fighting on the phone.
There's a check in the sun visor.
You gotta stop renting out all the cars. You are tearing this family apart. You're driving us apart. Why would you put that where Tesla's available on the website? There are clearly no Teslas.
You were so disappointed.
Man, that was...
Like, you talked it up for like 2 weeks before you came.
Man, I was ready. I was, oh man, I'm going to show up to your house in a Tesla. I'm going to be stunting on all these fools in Dyer, Indiana. And I show up in like a Nissan Sport. And I'm like, I don't know how these doors unlock. I don't know.
On a donut.
Yeah.
And you had to change it for him.
Yeah, man. I don't even have a lug nut wrench. This is...
Get a kid in the back seat.
Of course.
My AAA.
But yeah, this time Tesla, Grand Rapids. Nothing can go wrong.
What hurts most is the lack of respect.
No, what hurts the most is not getting a Tesla. That other thing. That hurts the most. Carlina, loud as you can. Instagram handle.
Carlina MK Photography.
All right. Carlina, C-A-R-L-E-N-A. Carlina. M as in Michael. K as in Kilo.
Knives.
And as K as in knives, X as in xylophone. Carlina MK Photography. She's got some upcoming. She's doing the. She was there at the Taylor Swift concert taking pictures, totally sanctioned by Taylor Swift.
Wasn't on the roof.
She told Britney Spears, why don't you cut loose a little and post some videos on the internet? That'll help you with conservatorship.
She could have took out pictures of your family in the mineral water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Here's the deal. Oh, yeah. We went to a hot mineral spring. My dad's wife came for Mother's Day by law. My dad's daughter by law. My wife's daughter's boyfriend and myself went. Mm-hmm. And the co-host. Carlina, we all went to a hot spring where they, you know, you jump in this water and it gives you like healing. It heals you. There were white people speaking that flurry flurry. And when you got white people speak, oh, that's still racist?
Is it?
Is it racist if I said white people?
Nah. I mean, I'd prefer worse. I prefer you go like cracker or honky.
But they weren't honkies.
Were they white trash?
No. Honkies say things like, ain't no toilet paper in there.
Turn left.
Speaking all that floofernagin stuff.
NASCAR talk.
All that 1940s Germany talk. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I don't know what they're plotting.
We're not reading another genocide.
I did not see that coming. All right. But anyways, these waters are supposed to have healing power. Mom jumps in. She's in heaven.
She told me she has eczema, though.
She still has eczema?
Yeah.
I thought that would have gone away.
No. Go figure.
She hopped in the water. Mom loved it. Sabrina got in there. She loved it. None of the Florida people brain will let them get in a surrounded body of water.
No.
We're like, there's at least 10 alligators in there. I'm not going near it.
Also, isn't it like 200 feet deep if you go in the middle?
400 feet deep.
400 in the middle. Better.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not going into that apex of doom.
None of us that were mad about stepping on a scale in the last 2 weeks should be in the middle of that water.
No. But Mom loved it. We had a good time. I'm coming to see you in November.
Me?
Well, not you specifically, but I'm doing a show there. Might bring Mom with me there for that. Carlina's photography. Do you have any, like, are you shooting anything soon? Graduation. She's shooting some graduations. She wasn't invited. She's just going to kind of hop in.
Show up.
Shoot some pictures of a graduate picture. You know how, like, those guys out on the
show,
they have, like, they're like, they hand you the CD, and they're like, oh, this is my mixtape. And then you're like, well, I want this. And they're like, well, I mean, we work off donations. Let me get like $7. And you're like, I don't even want this. Can I just throw it on the street? Well, I mean, you took it. It's signed. So I can't really give it to anybody else. That's how she's going to kind of do. She's going to run up, take some pictures. Be like, hey, can I sell you these? And she's like, who are you? And she's like, well, I mean, what use do I have for these pictures? I don't even know anybody in here. They seem much more useful to you guys. Why don't you buy them?
Why don't you buy?
Police will come. It'll be fun.
Not even pictures of themselves.
Justin Bieber got his start.
Oh, that's how Justin Bieber got his start. Just out there YouTube videoing.
Usher walked by
like this kid's got a little talent over here.
Carlina just taking pictures of people. They're like, this is the bathroom. I don't know.
You can't be in here.
You can't be in here. Well, you didn't used to be able to be in there. Now that they're, you know what I'm saying? Everybody letting you go in whatever bathroom you want to now. 2023.
Thanks, Bin Laden.
Yeah. So you've got me back in the gym, Adam.
Good.
Single-handedly.
I might go twice.
No, I've been going, but just to run. But now you got me there lifting now.
Huh.
So it's only a matter of time before I'm in the background of someone's online video where they're like, look at this creep staring at my ass. And I'll be like, I'm sorry, sir. But that those glutes are, they just catch the eye.
It's just Joey Swole.
Yeah.
The glutes.
The glutes.
I went to a sauna for the first time today.
Yeah, you had to, right?
Yeah, because
you were assaulted by my brother.
I worked out and then spent like 50 minutes in a sauna.
Passed out.
We're trying to get our body fat, visceral body fat percentage down.
I just want my metabolic age to match my real age.
How did you find these scales, by the way?
Tracy, she bought me one, and then I asked the same thing, and it was on Amazon. And then you've been telling me about how fat you are lately.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, maybe if I make him hate his life more than his weight now, he'll take care of his weight.
Well, you are right about that. You have lit a fire under four people.
I was really aiming for you. I didn't, you know.
They were collateral damage. Yeah. They were visceral.
Grenade in your apartment.
Now we're out there being like, what's your skeleton weigh? I got a 12-pound skeleton, Adam.
What?
I have a 12.1-pound skeleton.
So you are big boned.
I am big boned. Carlina's boyfriend's dad's son.
By law. Our producer.
Little taller than me. Very wide shoulders. 9.1-pound skeleton. I just got a 12-pound skeleton.
Did you remember all the stats I had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why do you remember everybody's stats?
And then Carlina got an 8-pound skeleton. My wife got a 6-pound skeleton.
Like, why do you know this and everybody's Neanderthal percentage?
I do know a lot of people's Neanderthal percentage. I know my wife's daughter is 71% Neanderthal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought I was a lot. I think I'm like, I don't even know mine, but I think it was like 7.
And we, of course, found out her Neanderthal percentage is with 23andMe. 23andMe, how black are you? 23andMe.com. Spit in the tube. Mail it to some weird address.
Take a chance.
Oh, man. Here, I'm going to make the thing anyways, Adam.
All right.
Even though I'm in front of people I love and I hope look up to me.
Yeah.
You spit in the tube and you send your DNA off, right?
Correct.
At least one person.
No.
Oh, man. What are we doing? What are we about to do?
Had to have, no?
What's going on?
Absolutely had to have.
Done what? Told you. I mean,
by the numbers, at least one person, you don't think?
I'm still confused of what's going on. Can you explain this more?
You're telling me nobody?
I'm saying that I think someone in this house may have. And my wife walked back in and said, what the hell are you doing?
Adam's on the one who's the dad show and all this stuff.
Morning, morning. The one where they're like, you're the father.
Rick and Morty?
No. They're like, you're the father.
Maury,
that's what it is.
Maury Povich died?
Yes.
When? Yeah.
few years ago.
So he is not the father.
Yeah, what, he died like a month or two ago?
Oh, he's with the father. When did he die?
Like a month or two ago.
A month or two ago?
But Adam was on his show.
Adam was on Jerry Springer. No, Jerry Springer died.
Oh, that's what it is.
Maury Povich still alive.
Yeah, Jerry Springer died by a month ago.
It's the one where it's like, you're the dad, or you're the dad. You are not the father.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
You know what I meant, right?
For the 23andMe?
Yeah.
I have an inkling.
Okay.
That we weren't discussing oral swabs anymore. Due to other sources of DNA.
Yeah. Who should sponsor... Who should be a future sponsor?
Special Olympics.
I guess, but here we go. We got like most of the comedians in my, I would say, maybe more successful than me, which are many. They are sponsored by like Ray-Ban sunglasses. What are the ear pods that aren't? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. They have the word Ray in it too.
Ray Buds? No.
There's a lot of similarities between, like, you're trying to lose weight now. Like, you could probably do Subway.
That's... Whoever would like to throw the dough.
Throw a little cash my way. I'll sling Blue Chew pills. Hello Choice or whatever that the...
Hello Fresh?
Hello Fresh.
First clone.
Oh, Factor's
Butcher Box. Oh, I would like Butcher Box to
Factor's sponsor. Nice too.
But you don't eat meat.
Oh yeah, I'm a vegetarian because my brother committed a hate crime.
Ryan Aldridge by Curve Cologne.
We can get Curve Cologne to sponsor us.
$9.89 at Walgreens.
So how is your move to Florida coming along? What's the chances?
It all depends on my wife's willingness to. She's becoming more and more open to it. She wants to make the move. Or currently, she works in the casino business, so we're eyeballing openings at some of the local casinos. Seems like the Hard Rock has a pretty much a good stranglehold.
Okay,
Florida.
Yeah, -105.
-105.
Yeah, she's at 49%, right? That's -105. So,
right now, currently, Tampa Bay does not have openings, but we did notice Hollywood had some openings. So,
there's the one. If she can, she do poker.
I don't see why she couldn't learn it.
Because Derby Lane in St. Petersburg is a poker casino, and it had, but and not just Texas Hold'em poker, all the poker games, Pai Gow poker. Three-card poker, four-card poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em.
Oh, those carnival games?
Yeah, Texas Hold'em heads up. And they have a decent-sized carnival game room.
Huh, that's interesting.
And it's right across the bridge from me.
And though she knows, she would just have to learn some of the live poker, like, what do they do in Texas and what, like, Raz or something?
Yeah, they move, the supervisor does both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they rotate. You know, like, if you're dealing, you might be dealing live poker, and then your next... The person who breaks you sends you over to Ultimate Texas Hold'em.
Speaking of poker, the legend, just godfather of poker, just passed away recently.
Doyle Brunson died.
Yes.
Doyle Brunson. The godfather of poker. Old Texas Dolly. So, let's wrap this thing up. In recap, summation. We've got Carlina MK Photography. Rocking the graduations, bar mitzvahs. You got a gender reveal party for your 3-year-old baby. We got all that. Get Carlina, she'll send you to take some pictures. Karate Brian working on his fourth black belt.
Yep. On it.
Brian.
For the same level of black belt and obesity.
Crypto coins. Make some crypto coins too. Did you just say... Hold on. Did you say I'm working on a black belt in obesity?
No, I said he's the same level as me for black belt.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Way to throw that scale shade right back at me.
Yeah, I know. So, recap for the basketball. San Antonio Spurs get the number one pick.
Yep.
Looks like we have Denver going to the finals and the Celtics going to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
right. I like it.
Now, I know we kind of – maybe we didn't get as much out of it as my mother, my sister. But it was a spiritual experience going to the hot springs.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, Karate Brian, producer, take us out by telling us – now, take your time to find the words, but tell us what this spiritual event meant to you.
It really opened my eyes.